Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. What should we pray for? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Last time, we learned that prayer helps us understand God better. This time, let's talk about what kinds of things God wants us to pray about. In the Bible, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, God tells us four kinds of prayer. 1. Petitions. That means asking God for help. 2. Prayers. These are worship-type prayers, like the Psalms. 3. Intercession. That means praying for others. 4. Thanksgiving. Thanking God for the good things He gives. So when you pray, God wants you to ask, worship, pray for others, say thank you. But here's something important. God doesn't just want us to pray for anything we want. He wants us to pray for what He wants, His will. There's a kid book called Anytime, Anyplace, Any Prayer. It encourages children to talk to God whenever they want. And that's true. But God also tells children in the Bible what kinds of things are best to pray about. Jesus says it in the Lord's Prayer, "Your will be done." And the Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, "If we ask anything according to His will, He hears us." So how do we know what God's will is? From the Bible. The more we read Scripture, the more we know what to pray. Here's a great idea. Open your Bible, read a few verses, and then pray about what you just read. For example, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, God says we should pray for rulers and leaders, pray for peace, pray to live good, godly lives. Pray for more people to be saved. You can also pray through a psalm, like the one below. Remember, you can talk to God anytime and anywhere. But it's already great to start with what He's already told us matters most. We pray to our God. Dear God, I put my trust in You. Show me Your ways. Teach me how to live. Guide me with Your truth. You are my Savior, and I hope in You all day long. Amen.
We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.